Allahu Akbar knifeman with deportation order arrested by French police. By Chris Tomlinson on October 25, 2022. A man already subject to a deportation order from France was arrested over the weekend in the commune of Saint-Étienne after he publicly yelled Allahu Akbar in the street while carrying a knife. The man, age 31, was arrested on Saturday evening at around 8:40 p.m. as he was walking down the street in Saint-Étienne while carrying a knife and shouting Allahu Akbar. As police approached the man and made an attempt to take him into custody, he is said to have attacked the officers. One of the officers was wounded in the attack, but not seriously. According to sources close to the investigation, the man arrested, 31-year-old Osama A., was already subject to a deportation order prior to the attack, broadcaster News reports. The same day in the city of Bordeaux, another radical Islamic extremist was arrested in similar circumstances at around 6:30 p.m. that evening. Police arrested a 21-year-old man who began shouting and praising the Islamic State terrorist group in the main shopping street of the city, Sainte-Catherine Street. According to witnesses, the man shouted, "Join the Islamic State. And the throats of the disbelievers must be slaughtered." Police quickly arrested the 21-year-old and he was placed into custody pending charges of apology for terrorism. Following his arrest, the man's home was searched but did not show any immediate signs of radicalization, although reports claim that electronic devices were still being analyzed. In recent days, the issue of deportation orders not being fulfilled has become a major topic of discussion in France after the murder of a 12-year-old girl named Lola in Paris. It was later revealed that the Algerian woman suspected of raping and murdering the young girl was subject to a deportation order and should have left the country weeks prior to the alleged murder. Several right-wing politicians had claimed that France is unable to fulfill between 88 and 90% of the deportation orders currently in place, but these claims were fact-checked by French media, who revealed the number was even higher at 93 to 94%. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email at Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.